course, it's time, as it is every Friday, for You Tell Me with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. What's up, Paul?
Good morning, Garth. We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's European-style boutique winery, the French Quarter, South Broadway, across from the mall. I'm hearing from many of you that you have finally taken a moment to visit K.E. Sellers. Some of you were kind enough to credit me with having been the catalyst for getting you there, and I thank you for that. For the rest of you, what in the world are you waiting for? K.E. Sellers is one of the nicest things to happen to Tyler in quite some time. A glass of wine with a spouse or a colleague after work is simply gracious living. We should all be doing more of it. A glass of wine with dinner or a bottle to take with you when you visit the home of a friend is gracious living as well. And to think that unlike the package stores on the county line, you can taste any of the Texas wines in the K.E. Sellers collection before you buy it, and you reach the inescapable conclusion that you should visit K.E. Sellers today on your way home from work. K.E. Sellers, Tyler's European-style boutique winery, the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, and online at kesellers.com. We have gotten so used to it in our politics that we almost don't notice when it's right under our noses. Every 4 years, politicians stand up and tell us what the government's going to do for us. Both parties are guilty, but what government can, and that should be read, should, do for you is much more a part of the rhetoric of the Democrats. Here's a montage from the Democrats from just the past few days.
If you're ready for change, we can stop talking about the outrage of 47 million people without health insurance and start doing something about it. I put forward a plan that says every single American will be able to get health care that is at least as good as the health care I have as a member of Congress.
The whole idea of universal health care is such a core Democratic principle that I am willing to go to the mat for it.
Are there three people in this debate? Not two. And I also want to know on behalf of voters here in South Carolina, this kind of squabbling, how many children is this going to get health care?
I have a package of $110 billion. 70 of that would go toward dealing with the mortgage crisis, which, unfortunately, I don't think that President Bush has really taken seriously enough.
If we don't help these families work out their mortgages now, we will have more empty homes. I want to start with a 90-day moratorium on foreclosures. If the bank is about to foreclose on your home, you should have some breathing room to restructure your mortgage.
So let's understand, it's the role of the president to provide health care for you and your children, help you out when you can't pay the loan you took out on your house, keep your lender from exercising the relief they retained as an incentive to loan you the money in the first place, and to generally just make sure that nothing bad happens to you. That's a big job. The fact that it can't be done should be obvious. The president can't insure you against having to pay for medical service. Medical care is no different than food, housing, or transportation. It is a fact that modern American society will make available to you a very basic form of all of these services, including health care, today, right now, for very little or no cost. But if you want the best of what's offered, and that includes health care, you have to be able to pay for it. The president can't get you out of a tight spot regarding your mortgage. You took out the loan, you have to pay the money back. The president can't stop your lender from stepping in if you don't pay the loan in the manner you agreed. Why would any lender loan money if the lender had no way to recover from those who did not pay? Want to talk about tight credit? Just make it such that lenders have no recourse against payment default. No one would then be able to borrow any money. The role of the president is set forth in the Constitution in just 324 words. None of those words empower the president as provider-in-chief. The fact that apparently all of the candidates from one of the major parties is speaking as if provider-in-chief is the president's role should be troubling to us all. Because when we accept that sort of rhetoric as normal, it's a tacit acknowledgement that we have ceded a great deal of the personal responsibility for our own lives that the framers of our Constitution fought so hard to win. Do you really want to elect a president based on what he or she promises to do for you? Or would you just be happy if the president saw to our defense, appointed sober, responsible judges and officers of the government, used the bully pulpit as an instrument of adult supervision of the Congress, and otherwise behaved himself or herself in a dignified manner? I'd be tickled to death if the president saw to the latter. That's the president's constitutional role. That's what we should be looking at. But that's me. What about you? When we talk here on the radio on Friday, it's a two-way street. Go to ktbb.com/youtellme and you tell me. ktbb.com/youtellme and you tell me. I'm Paul Gleiser.